When I was in high school, I thought my mom and I would never agree on anything musically. While I had been pilfering her stash of 60s rock music albums when I wasn't enjoying the alternative grunge music that I normally listen to, she had moved on to smooth jazz. And even though I enjoyed jazz, particularly artists such as Herbie Hancock and B.B. King, I just couldn't bring myself to listen to smooth jazz, which only reminded me of Kenny G and Elevators. Musically, my mom and I were and still are very different. And I thought we'd never find a song or an artist that we both liked until December of my junior year of high school. That year, the radio station I listened to most often had begun playing the Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Christmas Eve Sarajevo periodically throughout the day. I had immediately fallen in love with the rock ballad Christmas song, listening as the song would begin with a very simple plucking out of the Carol of the Bells on guitar. And then after a few bars, a single cello joins in, playing God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. The two continue playing together for a few bars, the two melodies contrasting and yet complementing each other until they fade out and suddenly loud, heavy electric guitar and drums enter. Then come the bells. I thought it was magical and I instantly wanted to buy the CD. I happened to be with my mom in Hastings, the local video and music store, when I decided to buy it. Yes, this was back in the day of buying actual physical copies of music. While I was looking around, I discovered Trans-Siberian Orchestra had not one, but two CDs out. But I only had money for one. So I decided to buy the first, and then, much to my surprise, my mom picked up the second. Thinking, foolishly, she might be getting me an early Christmas gift, I started to thank her. But she stopped me, saying that this second CD was hers, that I could borrow it, but it would be expected that I return it as well. Turns out that she had heard the song several times, probably emanating from my bedroom or after she got in the car when I'd forgotten to switch the radio back to her station. And she liked it too. My mom and I, who never agreed on anything musically, agreed on the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which seems fitting given the style of music, blending traditional orchestral strings and occasionally brass with heavy electric guitar and drums. It's a mixture of two very different styles into one piece. And as is the case with the song that I fell in love with to start, often two traditional songs that get mashed up together to create a new piece. And even though the Trans-Siberian Orchestra mostly plays Christmas music, their style seems to be a fitting description of what was going on that first Pentecost and what I pray will happen again. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, they being the whole of the church, a group that was as different as almost any could be. They came from all over the place, from Mede, Mesopotamia, Egypt, and Judea. They were among the locations that were represented. They didn't speak the same language and had different customs. Most had likely been Jewish for most of their lives, but there were also some who had converted from other religions. And as with most gatherings of the church, they varied in age and social status. And they likely didn't look much like each other. Yet, here they were, gathered together, unlikely to agree on much of anything because of all of their differences. And suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Suddenly, a force as mysterious as the wind or as powerful as fire comes rushing into the room, uniting the diverse group of people gathered together. Where they had once been separated by their languages, the Spirit gives them the ability to speak to each other and to hear others speaking in their own language. this mysterious force, the Holy Spirit, comes in and fills them, instilling in them God's presence, bringing them together in ways they thought they never would be. It's something that only God can do, unify a diverse group, especially without assimilating one group into another. This is not the Borg. Each retains their unique identity, and yet they are still one. For far too long, we have misunderstood this. We've wanted others to be like us in order to be one group, to sing our songs, the ones that we like, to wear the right clothes, to dress like us, talk the right way, our way, and in some circumstances look like us, have the same skin tone as us. In order to be together, we think we must agree. Agree about our political beliefs, agree about the God that we worship, agree about the ways that the world works. This morning, I'm struck by how much power that lie has in our lives. 6 days ago, George Floyd, an unarmed black man, died after being apprehended by a white Minneapolis police officer. The officer knelt with his knee on Floyd's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Floyd could be heard saying, "I can't breathe," before he became unresponsive. In the days since, people have been rioting in Minneapolis and St. Paul, as well as other major cities around the country. People are protesting, gathering with signs, and standing together. And my social media feeds, as I'm sure yours are as well, are full of posts from people expressing a multitude of opinions about all of this. And I'm weary. In my weariness, I have to be honest that I'm not sure that hearts and minds will be changed, that we will never be able to understand what others are saying through the cacophony of voices, that there will not be the thing that happened with my mom over something so trivial as a musical preference, that it will ever occur for us over something so much more important. This day, when we celebrate the ways the Holy Spirit ripped into the room while the whole church was gathered and connected them in ways that they never thought possible, I'm finding myself doubtful that that will happen again, that it will happen now, that I and all of us who have enjoyed the privilege of feeling safe in the presence of police because of our lighter skin tone will have our hearts broken wide enough to see that safety is not enjoyed by all people. To have our hearts broken wide enough to feel the pain of our siblings whose skin tones do not offer the same protection. To have our hearts broken wide enough to understand that our exhaustion about having to have these conversations over and over again does not compare to the exhaustion people of color experience on a daily basis because of systemic injustice. And then to do something about it. In my weakest moments, I doubt that any of that will happen. But then I remember that this is God we are talking about. It may not be possible for us to come to the point of connection on our own, yet that is when God comes busting through all of that, breaking down the barriers that we put up. God comes sweeping in like wind and fire, threatening to blow away or consume what emotional distance exists between us. God is here and there, wherever you are, connecting us this morning, crossing the boundaries of physical distance, of emotional distance, and filling us with the Holy Spirit, uniting us into one body. One body with many different gifts, just as Paul describes in 1 Corinthians. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. It is as if we are an orchestra and a rock band that have been jammed together. Sure, we can play good music on our own separately. But imagine the possibilities that exist when we play together. Old songs begin to sound new again. Songs one never thought to put together suddenly come alive when paired together. New connections are made and new traditions crafted. All because of that crazy notion that we do not need to be the same in order to be together, to be one body, to care for all parts of the body, especially the most vulnerable and the wounded, to see the differences and celebrate them for the gifts that they are. For in the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit who unites us, one God who makes us children of God together, one family for the sake of the world. All belong to the body united by the Holy Spirit, today, tomorrow, and always.